AP News. I'm Ed Donaghy. The Biden administration says North Korea and Russia are working on something.
We assess that between early to mid-October, North Korea moved at least 3,000 soldiers into eastern Russia.
National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the North Korean troops are undergoing training.
We do not yet know whether these soldiers will enter into combat alongside the Russian military, but this is certainly a highly concerning probability.
Kirby says what happens next is not clear.
If North Korean soldiers do enter into combat, this development would demonstrate Russia's growing desperation in its war against Ukraine.
Russia and North Korea have denied the troop movements. Former Trump White House Chief of Staff John Kelly told the New York Times and The Atlantic Donald Trump meets the definition of a fascist, and that while in office, Trump suggested Adolf Hitler did some good things. In Philadelphia, Kamala Harris responded.
All of this is further evidence for the American people of who Donald Trump really is. This is a window into who Donald Trump really is. From the people who know him best, from the people who worked with him side by side in the Oval Office and in the Situation Room.
Trump's running mate J.D. Vance in Nevada spoke about Harris's recent campaign appearances.
She was scolding people for thinking that Donald Trump is funny. I mean, she really was. She was like, how can you dare have a sense of humor about American politics? It's one of the things I love about my running mate is he does have a sense of humor. You can fix the country, but have a good time while you're going around and campaigning.
Police say a suspected drunk driver heading the wrong way passed within feet of Kamala Harris's motorcade following a campaign stop this week in Wisconsin. The White House says Ukraine will get $50 billion in loans backed by frozen Russian assets from Group of Seven allies. This is AP News. Harvey Weinstein's retrial on sex crimes charges in New York won't start until at least next year. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Judge Curtis Farber has granted a prosecution request to consolidate Harvey Weinstein's retrial on two sex crime charges with a new charge of assault. Weinstein's defense attorneys had argued to keep them separate. The trial was tentatively set for November 12th, but Weinstein attorney Arthur Idala says he needs time to hire a private investigator to look into the new allegation.
We have some homework to do, and I anticipate that this trial realistically will be tried in the late winter, early spring of 2025.
Farber says he will decide on a new trial date by January 29th. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
A suspect has been arrested in connection with three separate shootings over 20 days that damaged a Democratic National Committee campaign office near Phoenix. Jeffrey Kelly is due in court. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.